Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Becky Greiner. She's with the Thomas Jefferson Gardens Board, so thank you very much, Becky, for being on.
Thank you for having me again.
You bet. Well, we had you on last year, Becky. You kind of told us some things that Thomas Jefferson Gardens have been doing. This year has been a pretty remarkable year so far. I mean, there might not be a whole erecting of a building or doing a complete restoration of the exterior, but you've added a pretty cool little feature out there on the, I think, east side of your building.
We have. It's called our new Living Waters water feature, and it was done in June by Matt Jensen of Cummings, Iowa. He's done a lot of water features over the years in the Des Moines area, and we invited him up to look at our facility and to see what he could do here. And it's a natural landscape. We have flowing water, cascades over several boulders. We've got tons of rock that we brought in, some driftwood, and then we added some grasses and plants around the basin.
So does the water continuously just flow out there then?
It does. It recycles and flows. And last week when it was really dry, we had to add some water.
How did the Thomas Jefferson Gardens become interested in wanting to do something like this? Because this isn't something you hear about every single day, that a living water feature is implemented.
Absolutely. I don't know if John Turpin came up with the idea first, or if when people started giving donations, they suggested it as well. And that is how we have funded the water feature, is from donations given in memory of a loved one. So Living Waters is what we decided would be a good title for this feature.
And does it kind of match up with the rest of the landscape that's out there at the gardens then?
It does. It's really funny to have people come through, tourists, and I'm saying to them, and this is just 2 weeks old, or this is only 3 weeks old, and they're amazed because it fits perfectly into our landscape.
Let's talk a little bit about an ongoing thing, which I think is awesome to be able to promote every time you're on here, Becky, and that is the gardens and their contribution to the food pantry here in town.
Absolutely. Well, it was easy to deliver to the food pantry up until just a few weeks ago. I would just pull it out of the garden and walk across the street. But we have delivered in 2019. And so I had two rows of green beans and two rows of wax beans. The wax beans really overdid it. So I took a couple sacks of green and wax beans, and we had one green pepper ready, but I've got plenty of green peppers for this week. I've got lots of tomatoes just getting ready to ripen. We look forward to squash and sweet corn in the coming weeks, but we also have something new that we have planted this year, peanuts.
Peanuts.
Yeah, we've never grown them before, so
All right. Let's
see what happens.
Yeah. When do they get to be ready to be harvested, I guess? Does it take multiple months or years, or is it just as easy as that?
I am not certain how long it's going to take. I do know that I'm supposed to be watching for when they spread out. I'm supposed to dampen them into the ground because they've got, the leaves have to spread out and get into the ground. So this is completely new to me. I'll probably be doing a lot of reading on Google to figure out what I'm doing.
Well, tell us how the food pantry has received your donations. I'm sure they're thrilled, but just give us the feedback that you've been hearing.
Oh, it was wonderful. Usually when I take food to the food pantry, they're standing right there at the door ready for me when I come in. And when I went, they grabbed my beans and started immediately putting them in Ziploc bags. So they were ready for them.
Well, let's talk about something else that's unique that's going to be coming up here this weekend. As a matter of fact, you've got a concert of sorts. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
On August 4th, this Sunday at 2 p.m., we'll be having the Seavers sisters from Jefferson doing a concert for us. Ashley Seavers and Shelby Seavers Van Norstrand are coming back to Jefferson. Their mom is Suzanne Seavers of The Stitch, and they're going to be doing a great concert for us.
So tell us a little bit about the makeup of the band, what kind of music they do and all that stuff.
Well, it's going to be every genre. Both of these gals are opera singers, teachers, masters in music. They have a wide range of selections they're going to provide. And they're going to be accompanied by Jody Goble of Iowa State.
And then what do the two sisters, what are their instruments that they play?
Well, they're vocalists.
Oh, okay.
But
so I didn't know if they had a...
When they were in high school, they were very fine as well. Shelby was a four-year All-Stater on clarinet. She ended up first chair in the orchestra, first chair in the band. Quite an accomplished clarinet player, but she could have easily been an accomplished pianist, all-state pianist, or vocalist all 4 years. She was very, very fine. And then Ashley was a all-state vocalist also, and she was a great oboe player, a great pianist. Both girls, very talented.
All right. Well, where is this concert going to take place, and is it free for anybody to attend?
It is free. However, we will be doing a free will offering for those who can. We'll also have refreshments available for free, but a donation is always welcome. It's going to be at the gardens, and you can bring your lawn chair, or we'll have chairs ready for you. We're blocking off the street just north of the gardens and also just west of the gardens. You'll be able to find a little shade there as well. We're hoping for a nice sunny day, but, you know, if it gets too hot, you can find some shade.
Okay, awesome. And will the Education and Welcome Center be open that
Absolutely.
Day, too?
Absolutely, yes. Right. Come to or through there.
Awesome. You talked about free will offerings because your group is a nonprofit organization. You do accept donations, of which one has already come through for you?
We have. We just recently got a $1,300 donation, but we're receiving donations often. A lot of people give donations in memory of loved ones. They see a project that we're doing and they just want to donate. And John Turpin is our secretary, treasurer, and he would be happy to receive any donations that you would like to send.
So if somebody's interested in doing donations, how do they go about doing that? And what do they make their checks payable to?
They can make their checks payable to the Thomas Jefferson Gardens, and they can either drop them off at the Chamber Building or contact John Turpin.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Payton, here with our Thomas Jefferson Gardens board member, Becky Greiner, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.